Alright, guys, so since Ichi isn't here to host, we have to pick someone to host tonight. So I've tallied up all our votes. So, one vote for Raven, one vote for Gar, and one vote for Lane. Fuck!
Cue the roll call!
We're live!
Kaigan!
Watching all the anime! Redcaster, Show Raven, Loyal and Loud, Pinkcaster, Lightren,
Explorer from the Unknown, Yellowcaster, Auto Gar.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Otsukare! Welcome, everyone, to episode 76. Thank you.
That's the one.
Yeah. Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. So,
tonight we are a three-man Sentai.
Yes.
Red, yellow,
and...
Steven?
Pink?
Yeah.
Well, fuck it. Lane's wearing enough blue right now. He's officially blue replacement.
And I'm holding the Newton icon right now.
So. I'm holding Musashi. So we're holding and the icons of the proper colors.
We're a history-focused Sentai.
We're almost a proper three-man Sentai.
Newton blue!
Historical Sentai in Inuventa.
Raven is Musashi red, and you're
Edison yellow.
Edison yellow.
No, Key Edison.
Blue Newton.
No, it'd be Al Newton, and then it's Akamusashi. But anyways, we're here to talk about Kamen Rider Ghost episode 2 and Shuriken Sentai Ninja episode 33.
Yep. Also, I got a ghost driver one I'm holding right now.
It's, of course, and that's why all of the icons are here.
And it's big and it's spooky, and it actually has a really cool effect with the eye, where if you're looking at it from different angles, it actually looks like it's looking at you.
Where did we get it from?
Where did it come from? It came from Japan.
We're
gonna plug the guy who supplies us with shit.
Yeah, who doesn't actually sponsor us?
No,
but,
he doesn't.
You know, we
buy
like
enough
to help him out.
It's like, he doesn't sponsor us. We sponsor him.
Yeah, because he actually has...
You bought a Kuga figure from him once.
Yeah.
Dude, I just got Shuri Kenjin.
I'm probably buying that Dominator from him.
Oh, yeah?
Fuck, Ichi linked me that, and I was like, And...
Alright, so should we talk about Ghost?
Yeah, let's get to Ghost.
Alright, so we're here to talk about episode 2 of Kamen Rider Ghost.
Alright, so...
But first, we gotta talk about that opening.
Yes, I have to say, and Ichi actually said it really well, the song really, really goes well with what we see in the opening. Because it feels very, like, happy and, like, you know, peaceful, and it makes you feel like, okay, like, I'm gonna enjoy this episode. Enjoy this.
No. This is a very laid back opening theme for Kamen
Rider, but I like it. Like
I understand.
All week I've been humming the theme.
My thing with that is like I said, I watch at work, so I'm kind of at low volume at the moment. But I was listening to the opening theme. I'm like, wow, this isn't as energetic as I usually come to expect from a Kamen Rider series.
Well, it ain't switch on. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
It ain't a lot of things. It's its own thing. I don't usually see stuff like that.
It's really common, which. I actually, when I read the subtitles for the song, it actually does, like, it does fit in with the theme, like.
And seeing what the band looked like when we saw the pictures of the band who was doing this theme, that was not the song I was expecting to come from a band that looked like that. I was expecting, like, a hard rock song or some kind of, like, spooky-ass rock song. No, it was just a very, like.
It felt a lot like an anime theme to me.
Yes! That's where it feels like. It feels like an anime theme. Like,
yeah.
I feel if you put it to any type of, like, piece of life anime, it would fucking work.
The term is slice of life, Lane.
Oh, thank you.
But no, we'll see if it grows on me. Sometimes a song I really don't like the beginning does kind of grow on me as the show continues, so we'll see how that goes.
No, I like it. But in terms of Ghost right now, I'm not enjoying the show very
much.
Not
really.
No.
It's like Kevin was telling me the same thing earlier, and I kind of agreed with him. I'm not enjoying Ghost as a show. As a writer, I like Ghost. But as the show, I really it's not doing it for
me. The second episode was very confusing a bit.
There's many, many flaws in this episode that I found. Like,
well, it's not less flaws, it's more or less like, I'm confused. How do the gamma work?
It's apparently they come from holes in the sky, I guess.
Well, not that. Okay, what it seems is a ghost's powers are based off of historical figures, right?
Yeah.
So it seems the gamma are also the same thing, because, like, this week the monster of the week was the Tesla ghost.
Is that actually
supposed to be Tesla?
Yeah, it was supposed to be a Tesla ghost.
Really?
It was based off Tesla. Okay, his head was literally like the Tesla coil thingy that Tesla invented.
But then the item he was made out of really doesn't make a lot of sense.
It was
like a security camera, wasn't
it? No, it was a hammer. It was an electric hammer. Yeah. I guess Tesla invented something like that. And then there was a really ironic...
If that's the case, that's ironic as all fuck, isn't it?
No, yeah, because I was about... Okay, going into it, I was about to say, literally, Tesla steals, like, the Edison Dom machine, absorbs it, because it's funny, because Edison stole from Tesla.
Because irony.
Because Japan likes to be clever like that with
Japan,
their jokes.
You are ironic as fuck.
One thing that I want to mention, though, is that, like, at the end of the first episode, it was 98 days he had left?
Yeah.
Now we're at 95.
They skipped a couple days because they had to take a couple days for him to figure out, okay, how do I reliably turn visible? The idea is he spent a couple days trying to figure out how this shit works.
Yeah.
And then now he's working together with everyone to try and figure out what the fuck he has to do.
And yeah, I just think that, like, I saw Akari just, like, sitting at her, like, at the table just, like, doing all these, like, scientific calculations. I feel like she just pulled, like, 4 all-nighters just being like, okay, alright, go, he didn't disappear, he didn't transform, there's all scientific explanation for all this, and Akari's like, no, ghost!
So she pulled a Mr. Satan on how the Saiyans fight in such with Cell.
So, I'm just gonna say this, speaking of those two characters, I really don't like them.
Okay, me and Ichi are both in agreement that Onari is fucking hilarious, and we both love him to death.
No,
Akari can go fucking die in a fire for all I care.
Here's the problem. They're both the same character.
They're just gender swap.
They're gender swapped and on two polar opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
The guy is, like, incredibly spiritual and believes in all that and laughs at science, and she's completely scientific-minded and laughs at the spiritual. They are the same fucking character on two different ends of the spectrum.
But
that's boring, because there's two of them.
I know this is going to be a constant thing where they're going to constantly be trying to, like, freaking drive Takaru to go to either to their side, and, like, Takaru, he's honestly going to be like, no, like, there's ghosts and stuff. With Onari. And Onari's like, fuck you!
But at the
same time, science is a good thing.
I love science!
But yeah, with this episode, just... Oh, yes, it makes me miss Kiriko.
Kinda.
Makes me miss Drive in general! That's why I love to Drive, because I had a fantastic cast of characters!
No, it's just more
I love the Tokujo branch!
What bugs me, though, is that there's those two other characters. Those two monks that you have every ability to take these two characters and do something with them, and they're not doing any. They're having, like, no screen time whatsoever.
Well, one was excited about the idea of hunting for ghosts, and then the other one was like, this sounds like detective work, and then just...
No, it's more or less the Bulk and Skull thing. Bulk would say something, and Skull would be like, what he said. That's what it feels like with them.
But in terms of Onari's catchphrase, which is Kotz, me and Ichi, we both love when he fucking does that, because I think it's just super...
You know what he should be doing when he does that? And that's kind of where the term comes from. Huh? He should literally be smacking them when he does that.
You might do that eventually, but I really hope not a single episode of Ghost goes by that he does not say that.
But yeah,
I hope. I want him to say it every episode.
Yeah, Takaru has mastered the ability to become visible and invisible.
Yeah,
but there was
a
joke in the episode where the priest...
Just call him Sage.
Yeah, basically Sage comes in, and he turns invisible on. And,
Onari comes downstairs to ask Takaru something, and then Takaru doesn't want to talk to him, so he turns invisible.
He's been invisible the whole time. He just walks in invisible. And then Inari comes in, where are you? Aren't you going to become visible and talk to him? No, he's a pain in the ass sometimes.
Yeah, that's
and
where
Sage
this...
became invisible as well, so...
He's always invisible. He was never visible.
No, but what happened was, you quickly see that, like, when Inari entered the room, you saw him, like, kind of, like, turn more transparent, and then Sage also turned transparent.
I think that was more just a point of, when it was just the two of them, they didn't need to show the two of them as transparent.
Oh, okay, that
but
makes
then,
sense.
But then the minute Inari walked into the room, they had to, just to show that there was a difference.
Because okay,
I noticed it was literally as the door opened that they became see-through.
Oh, okay, cool.
So it's just,
okay,
you don't need to show it when it's just the two of them. But
that's
now that there's a guy who is visible in the room, you gotta show there's a difference.
Sage also, like, he's interesting.
We still don't know a whole lot about him, except, again, I am everyone and no one.
I did like the...
I am not quite God.
I did wear, like, the part where, like, Taku was like, wait, my father was, like, researching on this, like, you know, fucking...
Big...
wall or whatever
this
like
big
that.
Big tablet that has the ghost symbol.
Do you think
on
it has...
it.
It's related to the Gamma? He's just... I don't know.
No, his...
like, he just flat out says in English, I don't know.
His catchphrase is... ding dong, ding dong.
Wait, bing bong, bing bong, bing bong. Well, that's like a thing where the Japanese people do, and you're it's like, oh, correct.
Right, there's also
correct.
There's another thing, and it's gonna be a trend. The trivia.
No, it makes sense because not all Japanese kids would know who Thomas Edison is. It's also kid show, educational. I'm okay with it.
Like I said, it's 60s Doctor Who. They're trying to teach kids a lesson.
I've heard of Musashi, but I didn't know who he was.
Oh, I know damn well.
No, I know you know. But I read the fact of Musashi in the first episode. I was like, oh, okay, that's who Musashi is. Yeah. Cool. I knew he was like some kind of legendary warrior, but didn't know what he did. That was big on history.
Oh,
like,
the guy who started doing Twin Sword.
Actually, one thing that I want to bring up though is when Ghost, when Takaru transforms into Ghost and he fights the Gamma, one thing that's in, the back of my mind, no one sees them, so that means his
nobody
friends can't see him.
Nope. Nobody sees this shit when he goes and when he transforms.
Which, again, goes back to the point where, if you have an icon, you can see them fight or whatever, so I'm assuming eventually he'll give Akari and Onari icons so they can see what he's doing.
Oh, I thought they were going to probably get...
At the same time, if he passes them over to them, then they become targets for the Gonma at the same time.
That's true.
He might not.
But I thought they would pull, a Kiba Ranger, where it's like, well, you guys did a great job. Yeah, and look at our awesome suits. What do you mean? What do you mean? These suits are awesome. I've never seen them. You're our mentor. Yeah, but I've never seen them.
What's really cool was, that they gave Ghost, a stock footage transformation sequence, which we haven't seen since Dark Kiba. Because Dark Kiba had, a sort of, he had, a flashy background behind him when he transformed.
Drive somewhat had a...
On occasion.
On occasion,
just the camera angle would just do, this cool angle thing while he was transforming. That was really it. He didn't really have a... the first time he transformed, he had sort of a stock footage sequence, but... but I really hated when, the Ori Parker ghost came out and just kept, fucking doing this weird, dance to the fucking chime while, dancing around him.
I
was like, that was kind of silly.
I had no problem with that.
Think something that's stupid like that would, I'd be totally all of them? No. Yeah.
No, one thing, though, is, again, Takaru only has the two icons, his main form.
Yeah.
So, of course,
he tries to use Musashi against the frigging Tesla ghost.
And
remember, metal and
electricity. Yeah, you're using twin swords versus a guy who's shooting you with electricity. That's probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
As he discovers.
Well, he's doing the one of the many, first time being a rider mistakes that they usually make. Just use your only other form that you have without... thinking, because you're just like, whatever, I have this other form, I can use it.
No, you try to pull an Ash from Pokemon, trying to use Pikachu in the rock gym.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
He saved a kid, though, which
that's
was
why
nice.
You go back to one of the beginning areas, and you catch a rare Mankey.
Can you teach it low kick?
Oh, Okay, can we talk about the fucking Sonoda, the scientist?
Can we not? He was boring as fuck.
He reminded me a lot of that evil scientist in like episode 9 of Drive, I want to say.
You could tell. Oh, Volt? I fucking loved Volt.
This guy is a fucking stereotype they use in every freaking Rider series.
Look, yeah.
That scientist who's overly obsessed with his experiment. He's nothing new.
And that fake hair.
Yeah.
Like, the hair that was obviously fucking fake.
Like, he's nothing new. He's a character they've used so many times.
Not 1950s, guys. Make him look like an actual scientist.
But what we did learn that, use the fucking professor that went up to Akari in the school and was like, hey, I need you to look up and fucking do a little investigation for me. Like, use him. He's normal looking. But no. What Sage mentioned is that there are three key things to getting an icon. A, there has to be a person who's obsessed with the said historical figure. Two, has an item that has been used or inspired by the historical figure. And three, the
eye symbol.
Yeah, eye symbol.
Do the DS thing.
Yeah.
And where, I don't know how, but the scientists had a light bulb that Edison used?
Yeah, because Edison had this incandescent light bulb.
Off eBay.
No, yeah.
How,
he had, well, you can, if, people sell antiques of, stuff that people had, and so he bought it, like an auction or something.
eBay.
We learned it from the World Wide Web.
It's like how Takaru had Musashi's fucking
that was like a thing that was passed down
still.
Oh yeah, there's more talk about his dad where it's like, why did you give me this package on my 18th birthday? Wait, so you turned 18 in the episode 1?
Yeah, it was his birthday. He died on his birthday.
Hi-o.
Happy birthday to you.
How old are you? 18 exactly.
Oh, okay. This is another.
It's your birthday? No.
This is another thing in the episode that bothered me. How the fucking Takaru changed clothes?
What do you mean?
He was wearing two different, jackets in the episode.
He can become corporal.
No, but, Garv, you ever seen the movie Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
Okay, remember when, Alec Baldwin, what's-her-face, they died in the entire movie. They were just in the clothes they died in.
Yeah.
That's what I was expecting when I was going to Ghost. It's like, okay, he's just going to have this jacket, this
clothes. It would be boring a bit.
For a 50-episode series, though.
So then you could have said it was boring for Shinosuke to wear a suit every fucking episode. That was uniform.
Yeah, but that's the difference. Like, when it became wintertime, he wore his winter suit.
Yeah.
And where he also had a different tie each time.
It's the thing is, if this guy just wore the exact same freaking outfit the entire series, that would be fucking boring.
It's like, why are you a cartoon character?
And they've shown he can become real. He can become corporeal. He can interact with objects when people can see him.
That's true.
Like he took off his shoes and they
appeared.
Yeah.
So obviously his clothes are an actual thing.
They're breaking fucking pair.
Doesn't matter. They've already shown it's a thing.
Oh, yeah. What about that serious scene that he had? Where,
I'm dead?
No, it's like, I used to be like that a week
ago. Oh, yeah. Fucking, and Akari's just like, I may not believe in Ganma or all this bullshit that's going on, but I believe in you. And I'm like, okay, if you believe in him, believe what he believes in!
No, that's not how friendship works.
No, and then, she talks about,
don't force your fucking beliefs on her,
Unless they get into a relationship, your relationship.
I hate Akari so goddamn much.
I can't really say now, because
I'm trying to think of another female support character, another writer show I didn't really like that much, because, let's see, I liked Megumi and Yuri. Those two characters were fucking awesome.
Jake from Forza.
Tomoko.
Yuki? Oh, Tomoko?
Both of them.
Oh, I wasn't too fond of Tomoko, but fucking Yuki, I adore.
She annoys the crap out of me, so no.
Mew is 50-50.
Whatever, she's fine.
Oops.
Tomoko's my love.
No, Tomoko's also Ichi's love. No, she's Meteor's love.
That's a thing.
Who else? We had Akiko and Double, who I tolerated the entire show. I thought she was silly and funny.
Yeah, this is a discussion topic for another time.
I know, man! Yeah. We're never going to talk about favorite female support.
Yeah, we will. We'll talk about Valentine's
Day. That's now an idea we have.
Valentine's
Day. Okay, second thing, another thing that bothered me, there was also the debut of Captain Ghost, and then the Iguana Ghost Striker. So,
the most, unfortunately, what the fuck even, no explanation.
Exactly! Ever. Captain Ghost
you get a fucking ghost pirate ship!
Yeah, Captain Ghost is very cool. I will not deny that. The Iguana Ghost Striker is a fucking awesome thing, but absolutely no explanation to where it came
from. Shit, I have to chase down this monster. Hi, you have a ghost pirate ship your bike confused with. What? Okay.
Which actually brings up a question for you. They might do this for, the Ganma, I'm assuming, but I'm actually kind of sad that, he doesn't have, Ghost doesn't have, a pirate Damashi, like a legendary pirate.
Blackbeard, maybe in the future?
Yeah, fucking Blackbeard. Because Blackbeard,
he wasn't, completely fucking evil if Assassin's Creed 4 showed me anything.
Jack Sparrow.
No, he's a fictional character. He's a movie character.
Don't care.
Jack Sparrow never existed.
Are you sure?
He didn't.
Okay, but apparently Robin Hood did.
I like to believe that
Robin of Locksley existed.
Yeah, there was the actual Robin of Locksley.
Whether or not he was actually Robin Hood is a whole different story,
Robin
of Locksley existed based on a real person.
Yes.
Damn it, Mel Brooks.
It's just Robin Hood was just an exaggerated version of that character.
But
of that guy.
We also get the debut of Edison.
Yes. Which Edison's cool, but that fight was literally 30 seconds.
That was literally
he transformed, said some bullshit, used his final attack, destroyed him, and I was like, that's it?
Oh, hey, I absorb electricity. Okay, I'm just gonna take this and
fucking
him.
Whoop your ass.
And the Ganma got killed.
I'll be honest, Edison from the front, I like it. From the back, the orange on the back of his legs don't match the silver and the yellow.
No, that's why I'm actually really sad that, the undersuit doesn't change color. It's always going to be just...
Because it's a jacket.
Yeah, I know, but still. Yeah. I think it's just because they don't want to fucking have to have, 20 different base undersuits that they can put
it's
in.
Budget
yeah.
cuts. Right?
Yeah.
But, he takes out the Ganma, blah, 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 we move on, shit happens. That's literally about it for the episode.
Okay, of anything that irritated me in this episode... We still don't know who the villains are.
Don't give it a few episodes. They're just introducing the mooks first.
Yeah, but still, it's like, who are you two?
Yeah.
Where are
These
you
two are the mysterious people in the background.
There was a very funny thing, though, where I liked at the end where Kari's because she got captured by, the Tesla guy.
For all of 5 seconds before the fucking Iguana Striker freed her.
Yeah. But it was funny, it's like, oh, there was an explanation as to why I was, floating and stuff, and Inari's like, no, it was a ghost.
Bitch,
do you know who saved you? And she looks over at Tucker, was it you? And Tucker's like, an iguana. And then you just see Inari just go, pfft, spits his drink on her. He's like, ah!
Actually, there was a cute joke in, basically, Tucker goes into, his lab, into, his dad's lab.
Oh, the ghost pit?
Yeah, and then, of course... It's the gadget for the next episode.
Oh, the con. Oh yeah, it's fucking the, tries to call.
He's sitting there.
Yeah,
Sage on the phone.
He calls
and
up Sage.
He's like, hello, hello.
The cute little.
I'm busy right now. Don't call me. Don't call me whenever you want.
The cute thing is that he said hello backwards.
Oh yeah, he's like.
Get it? He's in the other world, so it's reversed.
Yeah. Anyways, next week Robin Hood.
Yeah.
And that terrible thing that made me facepalm immediately. What's the name of the thief they're hunting after next episode?
Little John.
Oh, fuck you, man.
No, which brings me to a quick theory that, episode 1 of Ghost, Musashi, form number 1. Episode 2, Edison, form number 2. Episode 3, gonna be Robin Hood. So episode 4, we're gonna see Newton. Episode 5, Billy the Kid.
No.
And so on and so forth.
Episode 4 is gonna start off with him already having Newton.
Yeah.
And basically it's gonna be like, wow, thanks to Drive, I got a Newton.
Yeah.
Oh.
No. But then by episode 15, he'd be alive again.
Yeah. But then again, all the icons.
No, producing Spectre.
Exactly. But, well, yeah. We'll see Spectre by, I'm assuming, episode 11. Because
No, because
12 is Nobunaga for him, and then 13 is Houdini. Yeah?
Dude,
Houdini's
11,
number 13.
No, 11 and 12 are going to be, like, in January. Spectre has been confirmed to be shown in November.
Oh, whatever. Well, anyways, yeah.
But yeah, other than...
Don't fucking discredit my theory just yet, please.
Other than... Ninja?
Yeah, let's move on to Ninja now. Yeah. The other episode that pissed me off. Moving on. Judy Kem Sentai!
So the ninja, a.k.a. Romeo.
Okay, alright. I'm just going to say this right now. This episode wasn't as bad as I thought because, A, Yakumo actually was not in love with fucking the yokai.
It was the
yokai.
Other way around,
exactly.
Thankfully.
Yes. And actually, near by the end of this episode, it was actually, I actually really enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty cool.
One thing
also, the monster had a big rack.
Yes, and her name was Susan Mambachi.
One thing I want to bring up, though, is, so yeah, Kyuemon's nowhere to be seen this episode.
Yeah, he'll be
he's
back later.
Yeah, he's not back.
Dead. He'll come back later.
I'm sorry, the Ninja's Megazord gets blown up and they'll get kicked out fine. But Kyuemon's Megazord fucking gets busted up and he disappears? Yeah, no, he's fine.
He'll be back.
But now, speaking of people who actually show up, the dad shows up after, you know, when plot happens.
I went grocery shopping!
Again,
for 2 weeks!
Have you guys got lost! Have you guys ever noticed that? Whenever it's story time, he's nowhere to be seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's always around. Well, it's a silly episode.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing we sent Dad to a hot spring resort for a while.
No, bad ending.
But we, I like that the episode started out with like a nice little sparring session between Yakumo and Takahara.
Yeah, okay, that was kind of neat.
The one thing that was neat is that he used the Kakuranger Shuriken, not transformed.
Yeah,
they've done that before with a couple.
They can do all their jutsus and shit. No, they can do all their jutsus and shit untransformed. It's possible. Mm. Like, the power does all come from the sword. It's just that, honestly, all that the morphing does for them is just give them, like, a boost in their power, and that's really it. And protection. But other than that, they could do all their shit that they do when transformed, untransformed. It's not impossible.
Oh yeah, apparently the male general, like the other male general.
Masakage?
Yeah, apparently he has, like, Gen disease where he can't pronounce Kyuemon's name right. They call him Kyutaro.
No, you know, it was Kyujo or something.
No, it was Kyutaro.
Kyutaro.
Oh, whatever.
Oh my god, Kyuemon's an imagine!
And he's like, oh, poor Kyutaro! And I'm just like, oh... Like, you guys are so stupid.
Oh, you guys are going to be dead by episode 40.
But I like that Susan Mambachi, who is a hornet, by the way. She's like a hornet ninja. I like that she was like, oh, no, I'm not... Like, all the rest of them betrayed the Kiboni school and joined the Izioi school. No, I will be the last of the Kiboni school shinobi. And I was like, that's pretty honorable.
And she starts her appearance by poisoning Takaharu.
Yay!
I know, right? She got him out of the fucking episode.
Because he was busy having to record for the next preview for Superhero Time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Anyways. Yeah, and then Yakumo just pulls out, like, all this badassery out of fucking nowhere. Literally, every other fucking poison arrow she fired, he just kept coming in and blocking each and every single one of them.
Oh, well, Takaharu's down. Better become useful for a bit.
Well, yeah, and then, yeah, eventually Kasumi gets fucking hit, and I was like, ha ha ha, not so fucking awesome now, are you? And then Kenji got hit, and I was like, no!
No, but Kenji got hit in the funniest way. He got hit by a tap on the foot.
Yeah,
hey, guess what? Technically, that's what happened. He got hit the same way Kasumi got hit. She distracted him with a comment that, you know, he didn't like.
No.
She insisted... she insinuated that Kasumi was in love with Yakumo, too. And Kasumi's like, I assure you that's not the... God damn it, I got shanked while I wasn't paying attention.
And then Kenji was just like, I don't know what rodeo you're part of, but... ow.
Motherfucker, oh, my foot. Said,
but yes, and then later on, like, because... And even fucking... I forgot who it was. Was it Fuka who, like, brought it up or
no,
whatever?
No, it was frigging... Whatever Keeninger's fucking...
Oh, Nagi?
It was Nagi.
But yeah, just like... That typical thing, and Raven will agree with me on this, that you see in every anime where, like, some fucking girl falls in love with a male character and literally turns around everything he says and hears what he says differently. Yeah. So it's like, oh, I'm not letting you go. And it's like... He's not letting me go, and I'm like, shut the
one thing
fuck
that
up.
Was one thing that was a bit confusing, though. Where did she get all the images?
Oh, the pics. Yeah, the fucking Owl Ninja Shrine.
Yeah,
that
was
hilarious.
Like, holy mother!
It's like you were like
shit.
You were just created.
And Masakage like fucking walks in on that.
What
he's
the fuck
like,
is this?
And
she's
like,
oh,
I get it. This is your next target.
Oh, you're targeting Owl Ninja. Yeah, take him down. She's like, yeah, that's it.
It's like when you walk
take him down.
She was completely ready to apologize for him for being like, I'm in love with him, I'm sorry!
No, it's just like, oh, I'll take him down, alright.
No, what you just said. What you just said. This is your next target. Yes.
You could say she was a horny hornet.
Go home. Ah! Lane, go home. There's the door, go home.
There's the door, walk 5 feet to your room, go home.
Go see Kelly.
No, And then for some odd reason they pull Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, so Yakumo has like
because
this
they're
brilliant
like,
fucking
she's
plan.
She's in love with you. We need to come up with a plan to make use of it. I have a great idea. Pulls out Romeo and Juliet. Like, hey, Shakespeare. Oh, it's just Romeo. Fucking Juliet.
Oh, yes. He also said easy 2 times the episode, so right now the Yakumo easy count is up to 53.
No one else cares except for you.
And Crunchman.
Yeah.
And probably Wyatt.
Yeah.
Wyatt loves everything I do.
But no, basically... One thing that's actually that I want to bring up, Yakumo's out ninja, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Basically, Yakumo keeps bringing up that he's British, even though he was born in Japan.
Okay, but he was raised in England.
Yeah, but that's like saying, "Hey, I'm German, but I lived in Canada throughout my life."
Yeah, I found out that apparently Gar is related to the Red Baron, and I was like, interesting. Yeah, he's related to the Red fucking Baron. I was like, wow.
Kate, I look forward to shooting you down.
Hence why I'm afraid of heights.
But no, like, it was a very interesting plan that Yakumo pulled, because, like, they needed to find out where the antidote was, and then...
They literally walked into that cave, they were just reciting Romeo and Juliet, and the fucking hornet didn't figure it out.
No.
She
was literally quoting it back at him.
I know.
To quote Vision, though, I was only born yesterday.
It's true. But it was a really cool executed plan. Like, they had Fuka and Nagi in on it, too. And, like...
You betrayed the ninja clan, so you must die.
And then there was, like, some awesome shit where I honestly, at one point, I feel like Yakumo actually felt a little bit bad. Like, I felt bad for Suzume and Bachi near the end because, like... They, like, defeat her, like, Yakumo defeats her with this awesome fucking attack that I loved.
Yeah.
Like, this
and
awesome,
I,
like, spin
yeah.
final
And then
attack.
I stopped feeling bad for her when she fell in love with Gekyatsu
yeah,
Dio.
Yeah, so they use Gekyatsu Dio, and then she falls in love with Gekyatsu Dio.
And,
Yakumo, like,
and Yakumo's just like, what the fuck even?
Before we get to the Megazord fight, can we please talk about how the antidote was literally up her ass?
Yes.
Yeah,
no,
it was her stinger.
No, before that. When she poisoned, accidentally shot Yakumo in the midst of all the chaos, and she's like, oh my god, I have to am I the only one who's a little disappointed that she didn't stab herself with her own poison?
Yeah, and I was like
it's like,
come on, Romeo and Juliet,
know, right?
Do
it's
it,
like,
do
it's
it.
It's already Romeo and Juliet, fucking poison yourself.
Yeah.
Just have the episode end with her fucking killing herself with poison.
Thus the poison would, like, turn everyone back to normal.
Yeah.
Like, every Sentai logic.
Kill yourself with your poison. Do it.
But no, and then I felt so bad for her because she's like, oh, I love you so much, and then,
the
like,
antidote
you know,
was
but no, but
up
then,
her
no,
ass.
But then Gekyatsu Dio kept, like, kicking her repeatedly, and she's like, ah, ah, and I'm just like, oh my god, guys. Like, she's just fucking... She's horny as fuck. Just leave her alone.
She's orgasming.
Lane, go home.
Well, no. I actually saw a funny comment on Twitter saying that, like, the scene where you see her in front of, like, the Owl Ninja Shrine, like, it kind of looked like she was getting off a little bit.
No, it was...
She's like, ah!
One thing I like, though, is the comment that Yakumo says to her before she explodes for the first time. It's like, Nick, when you were born the next time, don't fall in love with a shinobi.
I didn't fall in love with a shinobi. The man I loved was a shinobi. Yeah, no.
Random explosion.
It explodes,
but,
you die.
Actually, I want to bring this up quickly. You guys see it as well. Whenever they do an explosion, you see those fucking boxes there.
Yeah.
Come on. No one can... The explosion
even
box.
Even sometimes I see, like, the edit where they just, like, where they edited where the explosion's in and they're still posing, but then you see that they actually moved, like, an inch or two from their spot.
In All Riders vs. Die Shocker, you see Kabuto there. And it moves over. It's like here when the explosion's actually happening.
Yeah,
it's
no.
Like
there have been many times in Toku I've noticed that.
Sorry, it's right here, and then it's automatically up here.
I've noticed it so much, I actually look for it now whenever it fucking happens. It's like and here's where they made a quick edit. There you go.
And where are the boxes? There's the boxes that disguises rocks.
I always love when they do the spark trail.
Oh, yeah, that's always cool. But that's another time when it falls here.
But, yeah, honestly, like, yes, this episode... Apparently, Crunchman's actually stopped watching a ninja because of this episode. He was like, it's so much what the fuck stupid that he's not gonna watch the ninja anymore.
But
I personally told him, keep watching. You're already this far. You might as well just go for the rest of the fucking
you
ride.
You might as well fucking finish it.
Yeah,
or
you might
at least
finish it.
I'm going to take this moment just to voice my absolute disdain for fucking Romeo and Juliet.
Go nuts.
Oh no, I was more of a fan of Othello.
Fucking Macbeth all the way.
No, Othello for me, what I thought was a much more tragic love story.
No, in my case, it's more just, no, Romeo and Juliet is shit.
Yeah.
Like, in general, it's shit. It's like William Shakespeare sat there and went, fuck, I need a paycheck to fuel my opium habit.
Because, yeah, Romeo and Juliet, at least, like, they were just two, like, white people that were freaking feuding families. No! But that's what makes Othello awesome, was because it was a tragic love story with racism involved. It was a black man who was in love with a white woman.
Don't be racist, though.
I'm not being racist!
You're being racist to Romeo and Juliet saying that
fuck
they had
you.
To be white. Thanks for the drink.
Anyways, overall, this Ninja episode would have been a lot dumber if Yakumo was actually in love with fucking yokai.
Oh,
he was just putting up an act.
He did it again.
No, yeah, so...
Oops, I did it again. Ow!
I'll give 1 point to Yakumo for his awesome
plan. Fucking tricking a bit.
Yeah, so good job.
Next episode, we get Jiraiya from Metal Heroes.
Fucking A.
Oh, so that's where Kona makes his cameo.
Yeah.
Yep.
If he is Jiraiya.
No, they already got
No, they already showed the original actor.
And he gets his own shuriken as well.
What if Yoshi is Jiraiya? Like,
what if he becomes the new Metal Hero?
He's like the suit actor.
No. I don't know. That's for next
week.
That's
his cameo.
That's for next week.
Anyways. So now we'll move on to our feature topic.
Feature topic!
Okay. What?
It's gonna be short, whatever, fuck it.
Alright, this is gonna be a short feature topic. We were gonna talk about Yungo, but everyone decided to
Raven hasn't watched it yet!
Well,
we're not gonna do it without Ichi, because he really liked it and he really wants to talk about it.
The movie was so fucking sort of weird, man.
But hey, that's for next week.
Go dies the movie.
Then again, I don't know if I'm looking forward to that now, because apparently Ichi really liked it.
Well, if you really hated Go, then you'll love this movie! He dies like 5 fucking times.
Okay,
in this
that's
movie.
For next week.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Damn.
Anyways, we were trying to figure out what should we do for our feature topic, and then I realized we have a bunch of toys around here. What would you guys want for a figure art?
My answer's easy. Deno platform. Please do it. I don't care how simple it is. I want it so badly.
I'm waiting for that frigging Type Cho Dead Heat.
Yeah.
Oh man, I can't wait for that. That looks so fucking cool. Also, type Trideron. one of these days.
Oh,
they'll make it. Absolutely.
Well, chances are it'll be displayed at the Time Machine Nations event that's actually happening at the end of October.
And oh, goody. And it's gonna be retail.
With the figure art of Ghost, because they showed a silhouette of Ghost and he has the hood down, so shut up and take my money.
But yeah, Deno platforms definitely one I want to see. I'd like, because they've been doing really well with the Renewal series. Fucking Renewal Forza. Get that fucking base stage suit. Like, perfect.
No, I just mean, like, wow. Hero, I actually want a villain figure.
Oh?
Yeah. Joker from Blade.
That would be neat, actually, though.
I like the albino Joker.
Because think about it. They went through, like, they gave us Blade, then Garen, Chalice, like, guys, give us Joker.
Yeah, how about you stop making the broken helmet versions of your riders, for fuck's sake?
So much. Like, the horse Orphanok, that's definitely going to sell, like, pancakes.
You know what, another one I'm thinking of? Also, I'd like a figure arts of Masked Form Kabuto.
They did display that years ago, like back in 2011.
Yeah, but then they realized that everyone likes Rider Form more than
Masked
Form.
Well, no, it's more or less like they still haven't gotten a chance to release it yet because more new shit has come out.
There's always going to be more new shit.
It's like how, a year later we're finally getting Kiwi and Ichigo arms.
Yes, I know, we're getting fucking Ichigo arms, and I need to find someone to go halfsies on with me, because I don't want Kiwi, but I want Ichigo arms.
Oh, Lane, no one wants Kiwi. That form was a piece of shit.
Yeah, there's some people like Kiwi.
That Kiwi was shit because of the weapons. If the weapons were, like, actual, like, weapon size, it'd be good. No, they're giant Kiwi blades. That was bullshit. You fucking... I'm sorry.
Fucked it up!
Done fucked it up.
But sorry. No. Also, another one that I would like in the Gaim line, well, I kind of hope they do make it fucking... that
Gaim line.
Yeah, the Gaim line. That's what we should have called, like, the alternate dimensions that have, like, the different points of the war.
The alternate Gaim lines.
Yeah, the alternate Gaim lines.
Raven, you have to say it with me. 3, 2, 1. Lane, go home.
No, I was in on that pun, don't worry.
Oh.
it's just fucking...
Make a figure out of that Black Baron we're going to see in the Gaim Knuckle Duke movie, please.
I would actually want, like, more Hibiki riders. I would want Ibuki.
I want a Kabuki figure!
Kabuki,
yeah. I love Kabuki.
Or, Chalice survived. I want the rest of the Mirror Monsters, because I love Ryuki, I want the rest of the Mirror Monsters, and I want the friggin', Ryuki and Knight's motorcycles as well.
Oh, you mean their Survive motorcycles?
Yeah. But no, one thing that we'll probably never get for the Ryuki line is Blank Form Oja. That happened once.
Nope.
Or it's...
I think they made a figure, didn't they?
No, it was just like a head, like one of those head little toys.
Oh yeah, Fresh Orange Arms. I would love Fresh Orange Arms. Figure out that.
I'm just more of a monster guy. I will, because think about this, people. You have so many heroes. What about for the villains? Like,
I explained to you in an early conversation, people like posing their heroes with other heroes.
Yeah, but think about this though. People, like, designers took, like, probably their heart and soul into making, like, the monster designs. Like, I'm holding the Dino Charge Fury figure in my hands. Someone in Japan put their heart and effort into making, like, this design.
Yeah.
And Bandai is just ignoring it.
Oh, yeah, because they didn't put the cowl.
No, not even that. They're just ignoring it because, oh, it won't sell well. At least make it for the people who actually want it.
Yeah, Tamashi Nation, like, go back to making more Sentai figure arts, please. Like, when Tokuger was announced, like, I was excited for a Tokyo Ichigo figure art, and I'm actually really extremely disappointed we didn't get any.
Fuck that. I want Beat and Stag Buster figure arts.
Yeah. Also, you know, if you're doing a line for Sentai, fucking finish it, please. Like, Kyoruger, you could have made fucking cyan, violet, silver, gray.
We've only got
you didn't.
Spoken red, black, and blue. They have shown us yellow, pink, and silver. That was years ago. Mm. We have yet to get that. The DECA SWAT team we've yet to got. Rio and Melee we still haven't got. baseball mask we haven't got. What else have we not gotten?
Well,
maskless Akiba Ranger figure arts.
Okay, well, we won't get into what they haven't done.
The list goes on.
They did say that if Ninja sells well for, like, merchandise, then they will consider restarting the Sentai figure arts line with Ninja. So, if they do, Star Ninja figure art, please.
No.
I would love that.
Actually, there's one Sentai team I would love to get for figure art. Cocker Ranger or Battle Fever J?
Oh, I'd love a Battle Japan figure.
I know, that would look so good. Like,
imagine the Miss America figure. That looks so weird.
No,
just real hair.
No, it wouldn't be
real hair.
Has
real doll hair.
It wouldn't be real hair.
You can brush it.
Yeah, you can brush Miss America's hair.
No. God. But yeah, other than that, I guess that's it for Cast Ranger this week.
Tell
us in the comments, what figure art would you
want? Which figure
art
would
forward
you
to
want
in the future?
Or, you know, just which one would you want?
The next one I'm getting is Renewal Decade, because
it's not even a figure art. Ultra Act, Ultraman Cosmos. I want that. It's coming out this month, and I also want an original, like, a Nexus, like, normal form. Because we got both his form changes, but we don't have a base form for Nexus.
And whoever makes Figma, please make a Figma Samus in the fusion suit for Metroid Fusion. I would kill for that.
Other than that,
I would kill you and steal that.
Okay, what's the thing that Ichi usually says? Check us out.
Check us out on Podbean. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter. Like us, all that good shit. You know what to do. Comments for me, as always, because you know I'm starving here. Always hungry.
When's our next?
Hungry for comments.
When's the next convention? What convention are we doing?
Fucking here? March.
Yomacon.
Coming up in November.
Yomacon. Where's that?
It's in Detroit.
Oh.
Yeah, no, that's literally just me, Shadowcaster, Greencaster, and our buddy Mike.
Who shall be only known as Mike.
He shall only be known as Mike because he is Mike.
But the next Toronto convention will be D-Tech with D-Tech shit, so March Comic Con.
D-Tech, not likely.
March
Comic Con, also not likely.
March.
But I'll probably go to that anyways, because why not?
Anime Norths for me, man.
There you go, Anime North. So you'll see us at Anime North in May 2016.
Yeah!
It's the only con we can... Other than Con Brawl, it's still the only other con that we actually, you know, get, you know, recognized at.
Maybe FrostCon.
Maybe FrostCon, but then again, only cosplayers go to that.
I know, right?
And hopefully, you know, not that con where you guys did the first Cast Ranger.
AFK con?
I want that con to get bigger.
Yeah, I'll go next
time.
No, week.
Literally, Blaine, I have to say, our first ever live Cast Ranger panel, the entire con was in that room.
Wow.
All 10 people at that con that day were in that room.
I was there at Con Bravo.
I know, right? That one I felt bad.
Anyways,
at least AFK Con, I knew that was everybody who was there that day.
Anyways... stay tuned for next week's episode where we'll talk about more ghosts, more ninjas, and the Yongo movie. Oh boy, do I have a lot to say about that.
Just to be sure, watch Fize.
What's Fize?
Shut up!
Alright, ended, Raven. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
See ya!